Hi everyone, this is Coach Stephanie Wood, and I'm with my favorite illustrious colleague, Sharon Shrieky, and we're here at my Body Confidence podcast where entrepreneurs unite to showcase their talents. And Sharon, let people know what you're up to lately and how they can connect with you.
Okay, well, I'm up to coaching people so that they can have the best relationships of their lives, which enhance our lives in many ways. Our relationships are the most important part of our social and, our security. If anybody wants to reach me, we offer, Stephanie and I offer a little taste of what coaching is like, and you could contact us if you'd like to contact me. It's Sharon Shrieky at gmail.com. That's SharonShrieky at gmail.com. And Stephanie, how about you?
You can find me at Body Awe, my site, BODYAWE, awe like an awesome.com. And Sharon knows I thoroughly enjoy coaching women entrepreneurs to enhance their own body confidence and to understand more tools and techniques, business tools and techniques. And as Sharon knows, I have my new book, The Body
Yay.
Knowledge Entrepreneur: How to Navigate Your Unique Style for Business Success. And Sharon has graciously, she's going to play with me today.
Yay.
We're both going to create an intention. It could be around anything in your life, business, relationships, children, whatever. And then we're going to use the Body Knowledge Entrepreneur Dance to show our audience how easy it is to get that intention into your mind, body, and spirit. So, Sharon, I always like to put you on the spot first. Give me a 5 to 6 word intention sentence.
Oh boy, you're breaking up a little bit there. Do you hear me?
I know. Can you tell me or create an intention statement?
Okay. How about my intention is to be more trusting of my of what I want, more trusting of me, more I would say trust myself to make the right decisions and trust myself. So that would be my few words. My intention today is to trust myself more. When I make a decision, I want it to be, that's my decision, not be wishy-washy.
Okay, so I'm hearing I trust myself.
Yes.
That's easy to remember.
Yes.
Now, my gorgeous Sharon, please raise yourself off that comfy chair. And I want you to say, yes, we want to see your whole body. I want you to say these words, I trust myself, and move any way you feel the words will have more emphasis.
So I will say, I trust myself. I trust myself today and always. I will trust myself.
So it looks like your movement is very definitive. I trust myself. I see a strength in your arms. It's not wishy-washy. So
No.
let me hear it again with your body.
No, I trust myself.
Okay, these are your movements. So have a seat, my girlfriend.
Okay. Come on over.
So when you were doing that, excuse me, just take a few minutes. How did that change your intention? How did that help you remember it?
So the movements I guess by touching here, it felt like truthful, like I was telling the truth. This I will trust myself. I was saying it because it was coming from my heart. I included my heart in that. And then I felt like it was like more of a, I put myself into a power pose so that I would add some more strength to it, to what I was saying.
So it's heart, power.
Power, heart and power.
Power.
Right, right.
That's your new brand.
That's it, that's it.
Okay.
Draw up a logo.
Now, for me, my intention this week is I empower myself to tell the truth. It's kind of like yours, maybe a little different nuance. I empower myself to tell the truth. Now, let's see if you can see me. You're just going to see my upper body because I'm already standing.
Okay.
So, I empower myself to tell the truth all the time.
Wow. Powerful, powerful.
Okay, so what did you see?
I saw you stretching out and calling the universe to help you with this because it is such a large request. It is huge.
Now, you know, our audience might seem, oh, this is a little dramatic because Sharon and I love to move. We love to express ourselves with our hands and our bodies. It comes easy to us, doesn't it?
Yes, yes,
to
yes.
Me, it does.
Yes.
But she is the perfect example of how you could use this body knowledge technique because it, like, Sharon, how long did this take?
Nothing. It didn't take not even a minute. And you know what? It feels good.
Because I remember, okay, I'm going to do yours and you do mine.
Okay.
Okay, remind me of your words again.
I trust myself.
I trust myself. That was
nice.
Sharon.
Okay.
Take it away, Stephanie.
Okay. You said, what did you say again? Remind me.
I empower myself to tell the truth.
I empower myself to tell the truth. You know, that felt like, yeah, it felt like I was like grabbing whatever strength I could from, you know,
that's
wherever,
empowerment. That's empowerment.
And bringing it into me.
And I liked yours from the heart because you are a very sensitive, heartfelt, warm person. So I think this part, this movement really reminds you. Now, for our audience, you don't even have to remember the words anymore. Like, I couldn't remember Sharon's intention, but I remember her going like this.
Right, right.
Like this. And she remembered me going like this.
Right.
And so that's all you need. So I caution everyone, Sharon, yourself included, I caution, you can do this in your living room, in your kitchen, in your bedroom. If you want to do it in the grocery store, go ahead, but do it wherever you want. And Sharon, tell people how they can connect with you and spell your name.
Okay, yeah. Well, you can connect with me by emailing me and putting the podcast in the subject box. SharonShriki@gmail.com. That's SharonShriQui@gmail.com. And how about you, Steph? Give us some awe.
SharonShriQui@gmail.com. And I will see you again, my friend. Thank
Absolutely.
You for playing.
Thank you. I feel great today.
Adios, amiga.